later this month, we will have our agent over in Boston, Pat Bench of Bench Strategies, come over to Donegal and Derry, meet with the companies who have expressed an interest. He will meet them one-to-one, group sessions of one-to-one, and identify their needs and what it is and who it is they would like to meet when they're out in Boston. So our plan will be when they get to Boston, there's an itinerary there for them where they will make meet one-on-one with other businesses or other people that they may wish to have make contact. It might be somebody like an import agent or on the legal side to look at somebody, you know, the legal firm over there to look at the legalities of importing or exporting into the US. So it'll be 3 days, fairly intensive days of meetings. And in that as well, there will be some maybe group sessions as well, where they may actually meet a number of experts from the US or the Massachusetts state in particular, because each state is different over there, which might go through the detail of things like, as I say, and how do you export, how do you warehouse, what's the legal requirement, because it'll differ from product to product. It might be a food drink as opposed to a medical device as opposed to a service. So it's fairly intensive 3 days, and what we're looking for is expressions of interest, hopefully this week, for any business in Donegal that is interested in, and basically it's a sort of a first step into exporting into the US.
And this follows on from a very successful year last year in terms of local businesses engaging and creating those relationships with other businesses in the States.
Yes, and we have some of the businesses from last year who are very keen to get back again and to cement and develop some of the contacts that they made last year, because the critical thing about a trade mission like this, or indeed engaging with anybody in an export market, is one, the preparatory work, then there's the meetings, and then there's the follow-through. So following up either whether it be a relevant contact or whether work to be done or providing information or just maintaining that contact until such time as actually it's the company or the firm is ready to move into that market and you want to make use of that contact. So it is about work in advance and then work afterwards. And for example, O'Neill's over in Strabane wanting to go back out again this year because of the benefit they got last year. And to me, I think if a company like O'Neill Sports International are seeing an opportunity there. Now, obviously, it's in the context of their jerseys, and it's interesting, it's their jerseys into the rugby market in North America. But so I think, again, small firms need to be thinking of different and diverse markets as opposed to just saying, here's what I sell my product into in the UK or in Ireland. So this is what I sell into North America, but you think kind of laterally as well.